T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thank you to Cam Smith. You stopped by the show today and we talked about the All-Star Weekend. Thanks to Herbie and Campy for their hard work on the show today. Tomorrow we'll come back and we'll do more fun stuff. Oh, and Texters, again, thank you. Thank you for making the last 20 minutes of the show spectacular with your thoughts and suggestions on how Tom Ricketts can be an everyman. And with that, yes, Speaks?
We have cultivated a very active, creative bunch here at the station. When called upon, they usually rise to the challenge. I remember that, Mac, from when we began in 2009, like, because right away, most of them are working and looking to be distracted, and they're doing jobs where they don't get to be as creative as they want to be.
Yeah, we should put Peoria Matt on the payroll.
Exactly.
So we
ought
to do if we were smart about
it. Army of Peoria Matts we've established.
They really came to play with some of the suggestions on how to make Tom Ricketts the everyman that he seems to be striving to be when he's speaking publicly. It's really good suggestions.
I'm going to go through them in a little bit and give them a read. How you doing, Lawrence? It's good to see you. It's good to see you, Speaks.
You too, Mac.
Good
How
to see everybody.
Feeling?
I'm feeling better. Yeah, my arm's going to be in a sling for 4 weeks. I had shoulder surgery Friday.
My arm.
The one-armed man. Mark Grody's favorite character.
You
in the
find that man.
Yes.
He's here.
What
found
was
him.
Grody's here?
No,
oh,
you.
The one-armed man.
Yeah, you're
here,
the one-armed man.
Frederick Sykes. I was struggling to pull the name, but yeah. But hopefully all goes well because I just don't want to get old in an armchair. If it requires more surgeries down the road to play golf and go sling musky baits, that's what I'll do.
We can rebuild him.
Pain-free, pretty much. They gave me a nerve block on Friday, which worked for about 32 hours, where I couldn't feel my fingers, couldn't do anything, and I have not even had, like, a Tylenol or an Advil since the procedure. Yeah.
So you've got the feeling back, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I got the feeling back, and I'm pain-free. It gets hot every now and again.
I got the feeling. Now, that's a big deal to have a nerve block when you are a man with any sort of relationship with painkillers, as a lot of us do out there in the world, to be able to skip it entirely.
Yeah, nerve block doesn't necessarily get you high, though. It just numbs
your ass. No, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it's a way to avoid that entire scenario if desired.
Right, yeah. Oh, I tried to get him to have the gas administered really slowly, like just give me a breath of it, then take it away. But they have none of that conversation.
They don't let you take charge of your own high during the surgery.
Exactly. That would be a good thing if they did. But,
man.
No, everything's good. We got lots of baseball today. Tons of baseball. The baseball season is just bursting with content as camps open up.
Oh, God. I know you have a glee in your voice as you talk about it, as you did in the meeting. Hey, great start to baseball season. I'm like, really? But you mean from a content perspective. From my perspective, in terms of like overall the baseball
thing. It's in crisis.
My sport is in a corrosive, ugly, cheat-filled, omerta destroying, just like people just hammering
each other. Watch ratings and interest go through the roof because people are talking about it for the first time in a long time and talking about it with passion. Even though it's negative energy, Speaks, it's energy.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I want to talk about that with listeners at some point today. I've heard from a lot of people say, you know, this is really turning me off from the season upcoming. Is this turning you off? I think to some people it is turning them off. To you, it's not, but I think to some people it is.
I can't wait to see the first Houston Astro who has to pick himself up off the dirt and see what he does about it.
I'm going to be rooting against the Astros every single day of this year, as are most people.
And that's another thing too. They have made themselves more hated than they probably deserve to be because of how they've comported themselves since the scandal was made public.
Yeah, lies.
I mean,
upon
it's sign stealing, right? Ultimately, it's sign stealing.
It's further, though. It's further because there was a memo handed to everybody on the 15th of September, 2017. Hey, don't do this anymore. Okay? Maybe you've been doing it. Don't do it anymore. And they were like, we're all right. Thanks. We'll just keep going and we'll win a title as we go.
Very arrogant. Yep. And I don't like it, but I just like that people are buzzing about it. And I like what's going on. Cubs camp is interesting, too. And Javi Baez over the weekend. He does what Wilson Contreras said a year ago in an interview he did with Kelly Krull, talking about how he didn't work last year.
I think we are.
What is going on?
Joe Maddon should have been gone a year ago.
Well,
that's one thing.
That was the thought, that Joe should be out. Although I will say that there, at some point, if a manager does give you an opportunity to be an adult and you're not an adult, how much of that is on the manager and not on the player?
That's fair, but we know humans. We know how humans roll, don't we? And as you get to a year five, when the trust began to decay between those guys and Joe when they won the World Series, that was the beginning of the decay.
Well, the thing is that I brought it up on Twitter. Like, what did y'all think that Joe was talking about when he was talking about Nicholas Castellanos? Like, I know that when Joe went above and beyond to talk about how much he liked Castellanos and how much he loved the way that he appreciated the game and the way that he went about getting himself prepared.
Every day is opening day.
And the sandpaper type attitude. And there were some people in that clubhouse that didn't like that.
That's too bad. That's too bad. That's them being immature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you cut it any other way. And Rizzo was at the front of it, wasn't he? Your so-called captain? Man, come on. No, Lawrence, it's on the player. It's on the manager if the manager doesn't recognize the player isn't putting it in.
See, that's the thing. The truth is it's on both. And we like to talk about how these are adults and they should show up. I agree. But how many adults do you know who don't show up and give you their best at their job every day? And when you've got a boss, and your boss's job, especially in that circumstance, is to get you motivated, to keep you perky, to keep you on your feet and keep you being your best self.
Yeah.
And Joe stopped being able to do that a while ago. By the way, you're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports
station. What is this? Aye, Captain.
I don't know, man.
I thought he was saluting the legal ID.
Something. It's progressive.
It is a bit far away, isn't it?
Progressive contacts, in effect. So I don't know that it's far away.
We should get it closer to the main mic position for the old guy.
The power seat.
Yeah, because I don't know if you struck it right, the power chair, yes. The driver, captain of the bus.
By the way, Lawrence, you're completely on it. When everybody's been saying, why does Tom Ricketts have DirecTV and Comcast? He's got multiple homes.
He's got multiple houses. That's what it is, right?
In this market, it's not like he's talking about the beach house either. He's talking about the downtown condo and then the North Shore estate, right?
That's got to be what it
is.
That's another thing about baseball season. This lack of ability to see the Cubs in spring training games, man. There is going to be a real uproar very, very soon.
We still have time. There's still time for things to get done. It doesn't feel like it's going to get done, but there's still time for it to get done.
Here's the deal.
So I'm not going to kill anybody yet.
If I were if my carrier didn't have it, I'd be upset right now.
And a lot of people are upset. But see, teams know that this anxiety is coming, right? And cable companies know that this anxiety is coming, and the cable companies don't give a crap. They are gangsters and have been forever. Comcast has no incentive to carry marquee until opening day.
And even
zero.
And even then, once we get to opening day, and I mean, we've seen it with the Dodgers. They thought for sure that the uproar from Dodger fans was going to force a change, and it hasn't. And now it's on 7 years where they are at heads with each other, and they still haven't been able to figure this thing out.
But they signed an exclusive with Time Warner. That's why they got the multiple billions that they did. And then Time Warner said, well, we'll find a way. We'll use that to leverage getting coverage into the LA market. And that's what hasn't happened. And there hasn't been enough uproar to make it happen. Here, Comcast, I will be shocked if they don't have a deal by opening day.
I think there is an incentive for them to get it done
absolutely.
Before that. And that, you know, because you run the risk, if you're going to be that arrogant about it, to assume you're not going to have a high enough percentage of people bail on you and find another carrier.
They don't believe you're going to cut the cord before opening day. Comcast does not believe you're going to do it.
They're daring
that,
you.
That goes to humans being humans again. We are creatures of habit. And quite honestly, it's a hassle. It just is.
Yes.
For the person that has been a Comcast customer or a Dish customer or whatever, to then change it over, to change your hardware, not just your software, but
right.
your hardware.
Everything's got to be restrung, yes.
And a lot of people have specific reasons. A lot of people have, well, you know, I do the bundle with Comcast because my wife or my husband likes having a landline. Or in my case, as many others, it's the best way for me to get internet
Correct.
In my building downtown. It is easily the best way to get the internet.
Is there still a reason to have a landline?
Some people think so.
What would that be?
911.
If you have a kid who's out of town, or 911, or if you believe
okay.
that one day the cell carriers will all go down in a wave of cyber
okay.
terrorism.
Maybe it seems pretty safe at this point.
Maybe you call into radio shows and you need a yeah. clean line.
Well, and here's the other thing. That's right. Stan from Bellwood needs that landline. I mean,
everyone needs a landline.
You know?
But those all of those things play into Stan. All of this. And I really do feel for the people that are sitting there going, well, what am I going to do? Like, I have all of my stuff. Like, I have my Netflix stuff inside my Comcast bundle.
Right, it's
like,
all in there.
All of it is already in there. I get my internet there. Like, what am I going to do? Like, am I going to uproot my whole life? I feel for the people that have cut the cord and have now found themselves going, well, wait a minute. I cut the cord because I wanted
right.
to cut costs.
Yep.
And now, like, with everything that I have, it's costing me close to what I had with cable.
I'd love to be able to calm people. It's hard because, of course, we don't have assurances, but they're going to have a deal by opening day on Comcast.
Well, let's call them at least with this. Your life will go on if they don't. You shall not perish if you miss 2 weeks of a baseball season.
There is no incentive for Comcast to have them before opening day. As it was told to me, they will lose money every time they have to carry a game from Arizona in order to, like, hook up with the lines out there and do something. Like, there is a negative effect for Comcast. So if it's going to be 5-6 games or whatever it is in spring training, they don't give a crap about those games. They don't care.
Or launching your network for
right.
you.
No, they're not interested. And they believe that most of the vitriol is going to end up directed to the ball club and the network, because that's where are you guys seeing the vitriol? It's not really at Comcast.
No,
people
not
are like,
yet.
I'm a Comcast guy.
Yeah,
what
they're
about
mad at Marquee.
Yeah, that's
and
Comcast,
St. Clair, who's doing the negotiating
yes.
for the Cubs.
So Comcast will play the gangster and allow the anxiety to be there. They don't believe you'll deal with the hassle of cutting the cord, and you'll have your Cubs by opening day.
And there's evidence to support that. There's evidence to support that people will go, okay, I'll figure out my workaround. I'll listen to more games, or mm-hmm. maybe I'll go to a couple more, or I'll find the subreddit where I can watch it for free. I'll do all that. But I do feel for the older contingent of the Cubs viewing public. I feel for them. And I know that games have been on cable and jump around from free TV spots to free TV spot. I really wish, and maybe at some point they will do this again. This is what I would have said. Look, we're going to move our games over to Marquee, but we understand that there are people that aren't necessarily going to get used to this. We're going to put every Sunday game on Channel 9 along with Marquee so that we now have commercials on Channel 9 about Marquee. And you can find out that the broadcast that we do on Marquee is no different than the broadcast that we've done over the last, you know, 25 years or whatever it is.
Mm.
To me, that was the model that Yes used with WPIX in New
yeah,
York.
Was it?
Yeah, and I wish that the Cubs would have done that, because there's also there's,
that's what Yes did with WPIX.
Yeah,
interesting.
So they would have Sunday games there.
I'm sitting here listening to this, and some of it makes sense. But I think, aren't you enabling those customers because you're just putting off what they need to get done at some point anyway?
You're right.
You're postponing the technology change.
You're right.
You got to jump on board
But there's also there's a big contingent, and I know that people don't want to believe this because it's Cub fans. They're Cub fans that quite honestly can't afford this. They just can't afford it, and they still love their team. Mm-hmm. So what are they supposed to do?
Hey, man, yes, I hear you. This whole conversation and the way that that part of the business is going is like a template for all of modern economy. This is why it ends up being so fascinating for me, is because you got all these gangsters trying to play their game in a business that's changing and morphing on them, like right here at the moment. Did you see what the Oakland A's are doing? The Oakland A's are gone from terrestrial radio. They are the first team in professional sports to not have a single, to not have an outlet on over-the-air terrestrial radio. They're going stream only.
And Bill King rolls in his grave. Is he still with us, Bill King? Or did he pass?
I don't know.
God, he did Raiders Super Bowls in the 70s. He has to be gone.
Yeah, it's Eric Korak, I think, is their guy. But I mean,
anyway, point noted.
They're stream only. They're giving up. They're giving up the ghost on terrestrial radio completely. First team in all of professional sports.
That hurts.
So it's like the business is changing right here. Like, people are like, well, what about when I'm in my car? Okay, well, do you have a Bluetooth connection to your car? Do you have an AUX cable? Most people do. Not everybody, but most people do. But they're getting money from, I believe it's a competing audio app that is giving them money to be exclusively through them. You
can get them through SiriusXM as well.
So yes.
With that subscription if you want to. Mm-hmm. And you get your choice there of home or road broadcast too.
But that's what I mean by like the cord cutting aspect of it, is that you go, well, at the end of it, I'm paying for Sirius. I'm paying for Hulu. I'm paying for Hulu Plus. I'm paying for YouTube TV. I'm paying for Netflix. I'm paying for Disney Plus. I'm paying for all of this stuff now, and I'm looking around going, am I really getting what I want? And this has been a conversation that's been going on in my head for the last couple of months. I got Disney Plus because of The Mandalorian and because I bought a new iPhone, so it was free for the first year. Baby Yoda.
Showing you Baby Yoda
my
on the
man.
Phone case.
I haven't watched Disney Plus since The Mandalorian.
And yet you're paying for it.
Well, not yet.
I know.
Because I have it for a year.
I signed up for Hulu for season 3 of The Handmaid's Tale after not being able to watch
it. And I put a reminder in my calendar for a week before a year was up to cancel it. Because now there's so much. Like, of the streaming services, I find myself most watching Netflix. But even, like, one of my favorite shows on Netflix is a show called Good Girls, which runs on NBC. So now I just record it on NBC, and I don't have to worry about that anymore.
The lesson here is, as uncomfortable and cumbersome as it might be your own gangster. Like, figure out exactly what you want and go through the hassle. Go through the hassle of rewiring and go through the hassle of new technology. And maybe it only saves you $25-$35 a month. Because that was a problem for me. Once I looked down and sat down and did all the everything, it would save me like $25-$30 a month. And I'm like, am I going to do this? Is that enough to really be worth the hassle?
Right.
The answer is probably.
Well, and the other part for fans of the Cubs, I do get the person that says, why should I do Sinclair and Tom Ricketts' job for them? Why should I have to get on the phone with my cable company and be like, I'm not gonna be with you anymore if you don't put Marquee on? I understand that person going, that's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to be a fan of the team. I come out, I support, I buy gear, I buy caps, I go to the games. Now I'm a telemarketer too?
Yeah.
Now I have to be a telemarketer?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think your phone call actually means that much. I don't think the gangsters are swayed by your phone calls.
I don't think so either, but we're going to find out. So we have two flashpoints. Flashpoint number one is on Sunday, and we'll see if there's a deal that's done then. And then the next flashpoint is opening day.
That's the day.
And I think once you get past, like, to me, I think the leverage actually shifts to Comcast side if you get to opening day and the games aren't on, because then they can start going, is it really worth it to us to do it? Are we losing money, or are we a net zero on this? Because the way that the whole thing is getting reworked, it's difficult to figure out what's worth it.
Well, here's what we know: that the season begins on Saturday. with spring training for both sides of town. But
I'll
the
be
Saturday
in at
game,
Camelback.
There you go. The Cubs game on Saturday will be broadcast right here on 670 The Score. The play-by-play man is Mick Gillespie, along with Ron Coomer.
Roll damn tide.
Len will be on the Marquee Network, and there'll be games all spring long. In fact, there's a game before the week of Scorehouse, Mac. There's a game on Sunday, March 1st. The Cubs against the Seattle Mariners. Do you guys have a guess who's doing play-by-play on Sunday, March 1st, for the Cubs and the Mariners, right here on 670 The Score?
Is it you?
It is me.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you very much.
No kidding.
First time ever. I will do Cubs play-by-play for
That's
a spring
nice.
Training game.
So well, good.
So how are
you
we
know
going
what? They
about
owe,
this?
They owe you that for not letting you do an inning last year when you filled in the Zach.
When I went 9-2 as pre and post man for
exactly.
the Cubs last year.
Throwing a guy an inning.
Yeah, well,
come on.
A boy can dream of an inning getting thrown my way on the big league level in the regular season
That's
this year.
Cool, I went 8-3.
You went 8-3?
8-3.
See, that's what happens when the team's pretty good and you're doing all home games and you're not traveling. That's the secret. Don't give it up, Lawrence.
No, don't give it up. Boys, have a great day. Mac, welcome back. I'm
Thanks,
glad you're
man.
Feeling better.
Thanks, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.